Hey guys, so welcome back. This is the start of a new semester. Here we are, starting it off, fall 2019. Thanks for being here. That's really good to have you guys. We're going to be looking at a new study this fall, and I'm calling it Hooper. And I know that word sounds like someone who's like really great at basketball. I'm a hooper, but it's actually a Greek word. It's an old word. It's a Greek word. It's a Bible word. And here's what the word means. The word actually means doing something for someone. So that let's say you can't do something for whatever reason. You're sick and you can't drive down to the school and turn your homework in. And so I say, hey, look, I'll do it for you. That's the word hooper. I did it for you. There's something you couldn't do, so I did it for you. Now, why do I want to talk about this word hooper this semester? Here's why. I think that when most of us think about Jesus, we think of his life, everything he did, and we think of it as these great historical events, and they were. They really happened. But we don't think about the fact that he didn't just live for himself. That everything he did for us. And that's the word hooper. I want to think about the life of Jesus as what he did for us. This semester, that's what I want to look at. But before we do that, here's some lyrics. You can see these up on the screen. These are the words of a song by a band called the Black Eyed Peas. You've probably heard of the Black Eyed Peas before. This is a song called Where's the Love? Let me read you the words to this because, right, so one of the things you got to remember is that artists, when they write songs, they're writing songs that they're feeling, or at least they're writing songs that they think their people, their audience are feeling. So what is the Black Eyed Peas saying? Here's what they say. Here's a song, Where's the Love? What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to the things that'll bring a trauma. People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above, because people got me questioning, where is the love? You see what they're saying? They're saying, I can tell something's wrong with the world. What is going to change the world? What's going to fix the world? What's going to bring some healing? And they say, Father, help us. It's a prayer. They turn the song into a prayer. Father, send some guidance from above. Where is the love? Now, that question is answered in the life of Jesus. Father, send some guidance from above. That is the gospel. The gospel is that God has sent his son for us to come into this world that is addicted to drama, addicted to trauma, people living like they ain't got no mamas, people killing and dying, the children are hurt, can you hear them crying, right? What, there's hurt, there's pain. What's going to heal the hearts of people? What can heal? Get right down into the heart. How do we heal the heart? That's what the life of Jesus is about. What Jesus did, we're going to look at his coming to earth. Look about his death on the cross, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, his coming back. All of that he did for us. All right, I want to jump in today. Let's jump in. We're going to look at a prophecy that is about the coming of Jesus the first time. This prophecy is made by Jesus' uncle. His name is Zechariah. This is in the Gospel of Luke. Let me read it for you. All right, so here he is. Zechariah says, God has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us. God has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us. All right, for us. You see that word at the end there? For us. What has God done for us? He's raised up a horn of salvation. A horn of salvation. What is that? All right, here's a picture. You see this picture of a massive bull or an ox. You see the horns on that ox? An ox is pure muscle. An ox is strong. An ox is intense. An ox, these great big horns, he can pierce anything. An ox is terribly strong. And in the ancient world, the ox was the sign of power. Now, on the head of that ox is a horn. That horn is a symbol of strength and victory and power. When Zechariah says that God has raised up, like you might raise an ox up, you raise it up to do hard work. He says he's raised up a horn of salvation for us. What is he talking about? What he's saying is this, a prophecy about Jesus. He's saying God has a powerful Savior that he has raised up for us. It is his Son. He sent his Son for himself? No, for us. God has raised up a mighty salvation, a horn of salvation for us. Now, so what? What does that mean? Let me talk about this for just a minute, guys, and then we'll be done. All right, here's a slide of another artist. You may not know this song, but it's you know the artist. It's Mariah Carey. And this is a song. It was on her album. I think it was called Dream Box. And I had this album, one of the first albums I ever had when I was a teenager. And there's a song on there called Hero. It's her most popular song she's ever recorded. The chorus goes like this. Listen to me. So when you feel like hope is gone, you feel like you've lost hope in something, she says, look inside you and be strong. And you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you. You see what she's getting at? What does she say? She says, is there something that needs to change in your life? Is the relationship with your parents failing? Is your relationship with, maybe you're dating someone and it's failing? Is your relationship with a teacher falling apart? Is your relationship with God failing? Is your relationship with yourself, like you just keep doing these behaviors, maybe it's addictive behaviors, and you're trying to break your pattern, but you can't. You've tried. You've tried to stop being so controlling with your words. You've tried to stop saying mean things to your siblings. You've tried to stop always going after your Nintendo Switch or your Xbox or whatever it is that you're addicted to, your smartphone. You think, okay, I'm going to do better. I'm going to stop going back to that thing. I'm going to stop doing it. I'm going to stop saying those words. I'm going to stop getting angry with my parents. I'm going to stop saying I hate you to people. And you keep trying, but you can't change. You see, what Mariah Carey says is you just need to look inside yourself. Look inside yourself. When you feel like all your hope is gone, look inside your heart. Just think about how great you are and realize you are your own hero. That's what she says. Guys, listen to what Zechariah says. All right, here's what the gospel is. God has raised up a horn of salvation for us. God has raised up a Savior for us. And here's what it means, guys. Here's what it means. Whatever it is in front of you, if it's your sins against other people, it's sins against yourself, whatever it is that is in front of you that is too great for you, it's hurting you, it's killing you, it's making you feel empty and depressed and anxious and afraid inside, you can't overcome that on your own. Do you see? Like, we are the problem. If we look inside of ourselves, that's when we see the darkness. When we look inside, that's when we see the weakness. The reason why our relationships with people are failing, and the reason why we're so angry about the fact that we can't do certain things, and we feel so discouraged about our weaknesses and our what we're not so good at. The reason why we're so defeated by those things is because we think that we have the answers. But when we admit, I can't, this is too great for me, I need someone to help me, that's when Jesus says, I am the mighty Savior. A horn of salvation has been raised up for us. That's why he came. He came to save us from our sins, from the patterns of sin, and ultimately from the consequence of sin, which is eternal suffering. You guys, you can't look inside yourself. You have to look outside of yourself. That's the gospel today. The gospel tonight is this, that you have to believe, you get to believe that there is someone that is not you, that is willing and able to save you from your sins. There is a Savior that God has raised up. Guys, I want you to go to small groups and I want you to talk about this. Here are a few questions. And I want you to take these questions into your small groups. Your small group leaders will ask you these questions. You can see them up there on the screen. Tell you what, let me read you the questions and then we'll go to prayer, okay? Then we'll go to small groups and prayer. Here's the first one. How did...